I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. So you've been watching the Olympics on TV late at night. You've seen all those features about Sochi and the mountain venues, and you feel like you know the place, right? Well, there's a lot more to Sochi and its surrounding region than what we're seeing on NBC or online. Filmmaker Arnold van Bruggen has spent the past 5 years traveling back and forth to Sochi, Abkhazia, and the North Caucasus region. He's part of a multimedia team that's been documenting Sochi's transformation for these Olympics. Van Bruggen says the idea for the Sochi project came up right after the Black Sea Resort was chosen to host the Winter Olympics.
So we saw this region full of contrast, Olympic Winter Games happening in the subtropical summer resort, right on the edge of a conflict zone, and on the other side of the mountains, another conflict zone. And we thought this is too interesting to not spend 5 years working at, actually.
I mean, there's an interesting mix in your photographs of kind of nostalgia for the old Sochi, the Florida of Russia, but cheaper. How much of that kind of old school Sochi is still intact, or was some of it removed to prepare for the Olympics?
Yeah, a lot, because actually this is really a famous place throughout the Soviet Union, indeed. Lenin said after the revolution, we have to make Sochi a huge holiday resort for all the laborers of the Soviet Union, for the proletariat. And that's what they did, actually. These sanatoria, these like huge spas, actually, they are fantastic palaces. They were built in a neoclassicist style or in a modernist way. This is really Sochi culture. And what's happening over the years, these sanatoria are quite famous in the Soviet Union because people were allowed to spend free holidays over here. They spent like 4 to 6 weeks here to cure whatever disease they got working on farms or in mines or factories. Now these big sanatoria, this ancient tradition in the Soviet Union, are being transformed into 3 to 5 star hotels. And the spa facilities have disappeared in many cases. And in between all these beautiful green garden palaces, they built these high rises, you know.
So once you leave kind of Sochi proper, how far away from the city does the scene change from these new luxury high rise hotels to that poverty, that rural poverty that you saw?
If you speak about Sochi itself, it's really everywhere in between. You know, if you go to a sanatorium, some small neighborhood behind the sanatorium can be those self-built small ramshackle houses. People still live there, but now they set up giant blue fences, you know, to make sure the visitors of the Olympic Games don't see these ramshackle neighborhoods.
When you traveled around Abkhazia and the North Caucasus, what were people's attitudes toward the Olympics?
Well, partly it's the same as in Sochi itself. People looked at these games almost like spaceships landed down in their region. It was something so surreal and otherworldly. In the North Caucasus, people have their issues of their own, you know. They don't care about winter sports at all. They just saw this huge event being organized in Sochi against this huge cost, which were unimaginable for their life standards. So they didn't actually really care about it. They just saw the huge cost and thought, hey, this is bizarre, right? I mean, there are better ways to spend this money. And the same in Abkhazia, I think. I think they really tried to profit from these games because they were right at Abkhazia's border. But in the end, the border with Sochi has been closed for security reasons.
So you're actually not speaking with us from Sochi. You're in Hamburg because you're actually banned from going to Russia. Why is that?
Well, I think it's really because of this. Because we didn't see Sochi as this isolated event happening in Sochi only. That's the ideal picture, so to say. We always saw these games as happening in the context of this wider region, in the midst of these conflict zones, with all these violence and human rights issues. So I think that's really why the authorities were irritated with our project. And in the end, of course, while making our work in the North Caucasus, we got arrested over and over again because it's a really sensitive area.
When was the last time you were there?
The last time was in June, I think, last year. And in July, we heard that we didn't get a new visa.
Arnold van Bruggen is a filmmaker and part of the team that's produced the Sochi Project, a multi-year film, photo, and reporting effort that's going on as we speak. Arnold, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.